on the web at abundantlifestewart.com. Our service times are 9:30 on Sunday mornings. So come on out, bring your family and friends, and we look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
God we serve is a God of excellence. His name is excellent. And so when we operate in excellence, we're operating in the Spirit. I said, when we operate in excellence, we are operating in the Spirit. An excellent God deserves excellent service. You know, if somebody, this is sometimes the mindset of people. If somebody showed up all tattered and torn and, you know, didn't smell so good and dirty and that, they probably want to sit them way in the back or sit them outside or, you know, keep them outside. And but if a president showed up or a congressman, they'd want to usher him right to the front row. Amen? You know, there's a pastor that did that once. He showed up to his church. They didn't know it was him. He had all this old tattered stuff, a hoodie on. And I mean, you know, and they were, even in the parking lot, they were telling him, no, you can't stay here. You got to. And he finally made his way into the church. And when he made it, people wasn't kind to him in the church. They was trying to, he finally made his way, and then he pulled the hoodie off. And it was the guest speaker. It's the mindset of people sometimes, but an excellent God doesn't deserve half-hearted service. Amen. Sometimes people think they're doing God a favor just by, you know, doing halfway stuff, cheap stuff. But if we're truly going to usher God into our situations, into this reality, an excellent God should be served with excellence. Amen? Amen. Now, I made a statement. I'll make it again, but perfection is not attainable. We're not perfect. But if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, you can do things better. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 10. Today we talk about the magnetic nature of excellence. You know, excellence is magnetic. It's alluring. You know, when you see a really nice, you see old jalopy that's all dirty and beat up and dented, you don't want that. You don't want to look at it. But you see a nice, well, let me give you an example. I was just at a celebration of one of my brothers. This church did a celebration, and they surprised him, and they picked him up in a 1954 Rolls-Royce Bentley, yeah, Rolls-Royce Bentley, vintage. I mean, they're not even on the road anymore. The mirror on that car was that small, but it was clean as a tack. I mean, it was all white, you know. And then they rode him home in a 2018 Rolls-Royce, white, where the doors opened up a certain way, you know. It was something to behold. I took pictures of it. I said, whoa. You know, but excellence is alluring. It's magnetic. You're drawn to it. You know, if you're in your right mind, if you know, you're drawn to things that are done with excellence. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 24, we take a look at King Solomon. And it says here, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. all the earth sought Solomon. In other words, excellence is attractive, but it's also magnetic. You know how magnets work. You put some metal down there, you put a magnet over here, all the metal is drawn to the magnet. Solomon, it says, all the earth sought Solomon to hear his wisdom. But the reason they sought Solomon and his wisdom is that everything that Solomon did was with excellence. Tell somebody right now, excellence is attractive. You see, people that serve with excellence, they may not intend to be, you know, noticed. You know, you have some people that just want to be noticed. And that's not even real excellence. But there are people who serve with excellence, they may not even want to be noticed, but just like a flower, you've seen some really pretty flowers that bloom. When they bloom, they're attractive. Now, the flower ain't saying, hey, look at me. Hey, look over here. Now, the flower just blooming. It's just doing its thing. But it's attractive. That's how excellence is. Sometimes people can miss out on the blessing of God because they're doing shabby stuff. You know, it doesn't mean that you have the best tools and the best equipment always to work with, but you can work with what you have and do the best you can with what you have. Amen? So, as in Solomon's day, excellence will always draw even the nations. You know, the United States, there are more immigrants here. At one time, there were more Polish people in Chicago than in Poland. Yeah. So because of the United States and the level of excellence, the level of quality things, the nations are drawn into this nation. More people want to get into this. I forget how many immigrants, how many people come into this nation, not only for tourism, but to, you know, with green cards and that. And I don't mean illegal. I mean legally, let alone illegally. But they all flock. Just like in Solomon's day, nations are attracted to excellence. The small and the great are drawn by the magnetic power of excellence. Amen? Amen. You know, there's somebody at some point in time that needs to come into your life that will be instrumental in moving you forward in life. But let me say to you, what will draw them is your excellence. See, like I said, sometimes people miss out on stuff because they're shabby with stuff, careless with stuff. You can be gifted up the gazoo. You know, you can have all this and that, but if you don't take care of it, if you're not excellent with it, amen. Amen. Then people aren't drawn to it. It doesn't have that allure. It doesn't have that magnetism. Okay, so let's illustrate this principle in 1 Kings chapter 10, and let's start at verse number 1. And this has to do with the visit of the Queen of Sheba when she visited Solomon. Now the Queen of Sheba, let me start with this. She was not broke. Amen. She was the Queen of the South. When she came to Solomon, she had over 100 camels. Imagine that. All of them laden with gold and spices and silver and raiment and, you know, fabric from Arabia, and I mean, she came loaded. Amen. Let's take a look here. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions.
And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train with camels that had that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. I like to think she fainted. No more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words, and I came until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom." We're going to stop there. Okay, there's a testament of the magnetic power of excellence. Again, this is a queen, the queen of the south. Very, very, very wealthy. Came to try Solomon with hard questions. But in her coming, what she came upon, I'm saying it this way, blew her away. Why? It was done with excellence. Tell somebody, excellence is attractive. Say this with me. Excellence is never an accident. You ain't gonna accidentally stumble up on excellence. You have to purpose it. It is always, excellence is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. Okay, let me say that again. Excellence is never an accident. It's always the result of high intention. That's why we got to get rid of the cheap demon. The poverty mentality. If you don't have two nickels to rub together, tell somebody, get rid of the poverty demon. Because it's not about having two nickels. It's about how you think. Because if you think properly, nickels will come. Amen. Because it's magnetic. Amen. As you think, as a man thinketh, so is he. Excellence is not an accident. It's always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choices of many alternatives. Amen. You can always do it cheap. Amen. And then in the middle of something, your soul comes off. You understand what I mean? Because it's cheap.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.